Chapter 5 of Obedience. The first degree of humility is obedience without delay. This becometh those who, on account of the holy subjection which they have promised, or of the fear of hell, or the glory of life everlasting, hold nothing dearer than Christ. As soon as anything hath been commanded by the superior, they permit no delay in the execution, as if the matter had been commanded by God himself. Of these the Lord saith, At the hearing of the ear he hath obeyed me. And again he saith to the teachers, He that heareth you heareth me. Such as these, therefore, instantly quitting their own work and giving up their own will, with hands disengaged, and leaving unfinished what they were doing, follow up with the ready step of obedience, the work of command with deeds, and thus, as if in the same moment, both matters, the master's command and the disciples' finished work, are in the swiftness of the fear of God speedily finished together, whereunto the desire of advancing to eternal life urgeth him. They therefore seize upon the narrow way whereof the Lord saith, Narrow is the way which leadeth to life. So that not living according to their own desires and pleasures, but walking according to the judgment and will of another, they live in monasteries and desire an abbot to be over them. Such as these truly live up to the maxim of the Lord, in which he saith, I came not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. This obedience, however, will be acceptable to God and agreeable to men then only, if what is commanded is done without hesitation, delay, lukewarmness, grumbling, or complaint, because the obedience which is rendered to superiors is rendered to God. For he himself has said, He that heareth, you heareth me. And it must be rendered by the disciples with a good will, for the Lord loveth a cheerful giver. For if the disciple obeyeth with an ill will and murmureth, not only with lips, but also in his heart, even though he fulfill the command, yet it will not be acceptable to God, who regardeth the heart of the murmurer. And for such an action, he acquireth no reward. Rather, he incurreth the penalty of murmurers, unless he maketh satisfactory amendment. Chapter 6 Of Silence. Let us do what the prophet saith. I said, I will take heed of my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I have set a guard to my mouth. I was dumb, and was humbled, and kept silence even from good things. Here the prophet showeth that, if at times we ought to refrain from useful speech for the sake of silence, how much more ought we to abstain from evil words on account of the punishment due to sin? Therefore, because of the importance of silence, let permission to speak be seldom given to perfect disciples, even for good and holy and edifying discourse. For it is written, In much talk thou shalt not escape sin. And elsewhere, Death and life are in the power of the tongue. For it belongeth to the master to speak and to teach. It becometh the disciple to be silent and to listen. If, therefore, anything must be asked of the superior, let it be asked with all humility and respectful submission. But coarse jests and idle words or speech provoking laughter, we condemn everywhere to eternal exclusion, and for such speech we do not permit the disciple to open his lips.